This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Two states have now legalized the recreational use of marijuana, Washington and Colorado. And for journalists, that means covering pot in a whole new way. No longer is marijuana the beat of crime reporters. It's a consumer item now.
Marijuana has expanded so much in the last, 30, 40 years. So we're going to be reviewing, infused olive oils. We're going to be reviewing sodas. We're going to reviewing the candies and the chocolates, all the edibles, all the drinkables, in addition to the strands that are near and dear to everybody's heart.
So. Yeah, that's Ricardo Baca, the marijuana editor of the Denver Post, describing the job of the paper's new marijuana critic. Here to clear the air on the new beat in journalism, marijuana, is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig. We're going to talk about those puns in a minute, okay?
All right. Kelly, I suppose there have always been a stoner or two in newsrooms across the country, but they weren't being paid to smoke weed.
Yeah, and they certainly weren't being asked their opinion about the weed that they were smoking, which is completely different now. The Denver Post has a website called cannabist.co, and they have a staff of 10 freelancers who review different strains, who taste the edibles, and they also talk about the culture of marijuana and how that is a significant part of Colorado. That culture existed before marijuana was legal, but you never saw it acknowledged in mainstream publications.
And now it's being covered as legitimate news, and I guess it's not just about getting high either. The business page probably has to get involved now.
The business page, where can these businesses pop up? How many got licenses? What's the profit margins? How are they banking? Because of the federal laws, these businesses can't legitimately access the banking system. And then there's the government reporters. Whether you cover the city hall or county or the state legislature, they're all setting policies that have to be enacted, and they're coming in fits and starts.
So what's the most interesting approach to marijuana coverage you've seen so far in these newspapers? What kind of changes kind of stunned you when you looked at them?
Well, I love the idea of having people review the products. I mean, you have people who review beer. You have people who review wine. Why wouldn't you have people who review marijuana? The other thing that I think is really interesting is suddenly marijuana as a mainstream part of culture, it's not the cool thing that teenagers do to rebel against their parents anymore. And they are chronicling that a lot.
So you're working the marijuana beat for a major news operation. What's the worst part of that job?
Well, I talked to reporters in Washington and in Colorado, and they are really sick of the puns. Really, really sick of the puns. You can see the word hazy in headlines all the time. You hear people talking about hitting the high spots and smoking joints, and it gets old because what they do is serious, and they feel like when you overuse the puns, it dismisses their work as something that's not necessarily journalism.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Who's applying for these marijuana critic jobs?
Oh, man, this is the dream of just about half the college students that are in journalism school right now.